أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى. In the previous ayats we read of the coming of the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala explained a few aspects at this point in the Quran Sharif. One was that the whole world, the mountains, all the solid mountains, rocks will be all crushed and made into fine dust, and the whole world will be one level plain where there will be no shrubs, no trees, no rocks, anything behind which a person can hide. And even if a person hides, he is in front of Allah all the time. But there will be even openly nothing where he can hide, and everyone will face Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala will present himself there, and then before all the happenings of the day of Qiyamah take place, Allah will be in there in his great anger, which is mentioned that never was Allah as angry as that, and never after that will Allah be so angry as on that day. And the proceedings will not start, and that will also be a great torment for all the people. They will run around to all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam seeking their assistance, that they must intercede that Allah Ta'ala starts the proceedings. Finally, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede. And on that day also, wal malaku saffan saffa, all the malaika will come and will be arranged all in their ranks. In other words, everyone will see that it is a day that he can do absolutely nothing here, and everything is totally in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And many more details of the day of Qiyamah are given in the Quran Sharif itself also, where every person will be given his scroll of his deeds, and everyone will see what he has done. And everyone will find that he is a wrongdoer. When the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will also not have the courage to intercede, and they will say that we had done this wrong, we had done this wrong, how can we go and intercede? So where do the rest of mankind stand on that day? And it will be that great, fearful and awesome day. Further than on that day when this conditions will be existing, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمٍ or lai jai usdin dozakh, and Jahannam will be brought in front of the people on the day of Qiyamah. Jahannam is on its place wherever Allah Ta'ala has made it, and it is in existence now at this moment also. And then it will be brought to the plains of resurrection in front of all the people. It is narrated in a narration of Muslim Sharif that there will be 70,000 chains with which Jahannam will be fastened. And on each chain there will be 70,000 malaika angels. And then they will bring Jahannam to the plains where of resurrection, and people will see it. And this is also not difficult to understand. But before that, very important to understand is Iman is not what we understand. Iman is not what we know. Iman is what Allah has said and He has given us, and it is for us to accept it whether we understand it or not. And many people in the past also went astray because they only accepted that which their minds could understand. And on today also there are a lot of people, Muslims, who only accept what we can understand, that we accept. What we can't understand, how can this be possible? How can this happen? So Iman is not what is possible according to our minds, and how can this happen? It is what Allah Ta'ala has set for us, and we have to accept it whether we understand it or we don't understand it. That is Iman. Iman is not things that we understand, that how is this possible, how can that be possible. Iman is what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us. That is Iman. And the person, minute a person makes his own brain, his own mind a criteria, and this has happened, and it happens all the time, and whether we say it clearly or whether it is just at the back of our mind, but we have made our mind a criteria, then then our iman is not correct and it is not acceptable by Allah. Iman is that which Allah Ta'ala has set for us, whether we understand it or not, whether it's palatable or not, whether we can explain it or not, that is iman, faith, that a person has faith, he has iman, whether he understands or not. So Jahannam will be brought there, and how will it be brought from its place? So explanations have been given by ulama, but these explanations are not necessary also. Like the sun, what a huge object it is, much, much, much more bigger than the earth, and it moves from its place all the time. It is moving in the morning, it is at one place, at night it is in another place. All the stars are moving on their places, and the whole cosmos of all the, and the galaxies of stars, which are so vast, far, far beyond human imagination, and they are there, which have been seen with telescopes, no matter how little has been seen, but they've seen how vast, and Jahannam is much more bigger than all that also. And for so when these things can be moving from their place, what is it difficult for Jahannam to be moved from its place and brought in front of the people? Our iman and requisite of iman is that we believe in the absolute power and authority and qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah's qudrat is above everything, and there are more than enough examples to believe and understand the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, water does not flow upwards, water only flows downwards, but at the bottom of the earth from the sea the water comes upwards. And water, when it flows, it doesn't stop anywhere. It just carries on flowing. But when the waves come and they hit the shore, that water goes back. It doesn't carry on flowing. And everything at the bottom of the earth, the people who are walking, the buses and trains that are moving, their wheels, their legs are on top and their heads are at the bottom. But we never ever see it like that anywhere. We see that the heads are on top. So there is nothing impossible for Allah. And this is what is iman. We believe in the absolute qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and where there is nothing impossible. For Allah to make stones to talk is not impossible, and it has happened. For Allah to make plants to talk, for Allah Ta'ala to make body parts to talk, this is nothing difficult, and Allah does it. So Allah's qudrat is above and everything. We cannot ever say that Allah can, how can this be possible? Allah's qudrat is above everything. So for Allah to bring Jahannam on that day, and yeah, in Muslim Sharif it has been explained how it will be brought. So we have our full iman on that. Everything what Allah has said, everything what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, we have our full iman on that. Whether we understand, we don't understand, but we have full iman on that. So that is one aspect. The other aspect is, what a fearful thing it will be to see Jahannam. And all the description of Jahannam with the terrible fire burning, where the people are waiting for Allah Ta'ala to start reckoning. They are drowning in their sweat. The bottom is so hot, a hot ground, and the sun is just above head, and now above the head, and now Jahannam will be brought. Man cannot imagine what the conditions will be on the day of Qiyamah. And our sad part is, we live in complete heedlessness, as if this is not going to happen to us. So this is a thing that we must be worried. More than we worried about our rosy, our health, these are the major things in our lives today. More than that, we have to worry what is going to happen to us in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. Those must be our real big worries. May Allah Ta'ala give us consciousness of these things and to prepare accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.